If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards is here with entertainment news, and what are you hearing from the Beyonce fans? Was it worth the wait last night?
You know what? Actually, I'm not hearing anything about the show that eventually got started at 10:15 last night. It was supposed to start at 7. The storms came through. They did some evacuation. You know, the heavy winds, heavy rains came through. You do not want to be in an open field when something like that's going on. But it finally did get started at 10:15, but I'm not seeing any buzz on social media. I'm not seeing any illegal footage that normally you see with the show. I don't know why. It's extremely unusual, but they did get the show eventually started. I know they let the show proceed. Normally, things have to stop by 11 o'clock, but because the show got started so late, the city let them continue for a while, which I'm sure the people who live in that part of Lakeshore Drive were really happy about. The music was blasting at probably 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning. But it's, you know, it's on for the weekend. They're off today. That was scheduled. Her next shows are Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are still available for these shows. These have not sold out. So if you're interested in seeing Beyonce, Soldier Field, the schedule starting time for the Saturday and Sunday shows are 7 o'clock. Now, over the weekend, I'm going to be sitting down and talking with Beyonce's mom. She is in town as well. She's got a new book out that's called Matriarch, a Memoir, about her life story. So, you know, maybe we'll get some behind-the-scenes Beyonce stuff. We'll be sharing that first thing on Monday morning.
Let's talk a little bit about this interesting thing that CNN is doing with the George Clooney Broadway play.
Yeah, I love this. I love that they're going to be doing this. And this is actually the first time that this has been done, where they're taking a Broadway play, a serious Broadway play, and they are going to show it on CNN. The show is Good Night and Good Luck. It was, you know, based on the very successful movie, and it's a huge hit on Broadway. It's one of the biggest hits in a long time on Broadway, and it's going to be airing live on June the 7th. I'm super excited to see it. It's running at the Winter Garden Theater in New York right now, and this is something that's never happened before, a live play being broadcast live on you know, a major channel. So we're going to look forward to that.
Yeah, everything I have heard, it's been along the lines of the movie was great and not so much the play. I don't know if that's true, but I love the movie. I haven't seen the play.
Yeah, I've heard good things about the play. So, you know, I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, June 7th is when they're going to do it. Fortunately for Bob, there's no music in it. There's no music. It's not musical at all.
It's the Edward R. Murrow story. I like it.
Strict drama. So I think it should be in Bob's wheelhouse.
So is Smokey Robinson going to perform this summer? Last few years, he's been out. He was at Ravinia. And what's going to happen with the criminal investigation?
I don't know. This criminal investigation now, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that some former housekeepers came forward and said that they were sexually assaulted by the Motown legend. So, you know, it's been investigated now over the past couple of weeks, and Los Angeles police have determined that they do need to do a further criminal investigation about this. They found things that they are a little uncomfortable with, and they want to sort it all out before they decide, you know, what is and what's not going on. These are allegedly assaults that took place between 2007 in 2024. Labor violations, failure to pay women, the minimum wage and failing to pay overtime. Representative for Smokey says that these allegations are vile and false and an ugly method of trying to extract money from an 85-year-old American icon. $50 million is what they are seeking in this. So we'll keep an eye on it. But the I thought it was interesting that the L.A. police came forward and said this merits a little more investigation. So we'll see what happens.
Dean, what's on your list of good things to do and see this weekend?
Well, you know, Beyonce is the big event, not only of the weekend, but maybe of the year. It's going to definitely be one of the biggest concert events of the year, but in addition to her at Soldier Field Saturday and Sunday nights, we've got DJ and singer Porter Robinson at the Salt Shed on Saturday, Melvin Seals and the Jerry Garcia Band at the Park West tonight and tomorrow. We've got Anthony Hamilton at the Chicago Theater Saturday night. Also, remember Danny Serafin, the original drummer from the group Chicago? He is at the Arcata Theater on Saturday night. 60s Rockers Little Feet, the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines, and the heavy metal band Ice Nine Kills be at the Riviera Theater Sunday and Monday. I'm going to be going out to the Paramount Theater in Aurora on Sunday to see their new production, Cats, which has just opened. Now, I've seen Cats probably 50 times over the years since it's open. And I'm going to be honest with you, not my favorite musical. But they are doing something completely different with this. So I'm so curious to see what Cats is like with a circus motif, juggling and aerialists and contortionists. It's going to be a completely telling, different telling of the classic Andrew Lloyd Webber story. It's running at the Paramount through June the 1st. So Monday I'll be able to tell you, you know, what I thought of it. I'll give you a little mini review of the Kitty Cat Show out there. Also, we've got through Sunday at the Goodman a new drama that's called Bust, about a neighbor who is pulled over by the police and tensions boil over. This sounds pretty cool. I love when they bring in live orchestras to play the score of classic movies. That's what they're doing at the Symphony Center tomorrow and Sunday, when they're going to be showing the first Harry Potter movie, and none other than the Chicago Symphony Orchestra will be playing the John Williams score for all of that. So that's Saturday and Sunday at the Symphony Center downtown. For comedy, Bill Bellamy's at the Improv in Schaumburg. Paula Poundstone's at the Den Theater in Wicker Park. There's a brand new review called This Too Shall Slap that's at Second City that's just opened up. We've got street festival season in Chicago kicking off with Linkin Park's Mayfest at Armitage in Sheffield through the weekend. We've got Renegade Craft Fair in Andersonville all weekend long. And Maxwell Street is open again. They're kicking off their season this coming Sunday morning with, you know, all that is Maxwell Street, all the goods that are out there, all the music, all the food on Maxwell Street itself, between Halstead and Union. Bob, if you need any tube socks or hubcaps for your car, I can arrange that weekend.
Well, you still have those there. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's tradition. We can't change that.
Yeah.
For new movies this weekend, there is, if you like horror movies, a pretty good one that is bringing back a movie franchise that started 14 years ago. Final Destination Bloodlines is this saga where death follows people. This one is based on a story of a couple that go to have a nice dinner at the top of one of these tall tower, you know, kind of restaurants. Things go very wrong and people lose their lives in fairly gruesome and sadistic ways. the survivors of this, like then 50 years later, the survivors then are chased by death, and each one meeting their end in fairly gruesome and sadistic ways, although fairly clever. It's a pretty graphic movie about death coming to call. If you like this kind of movie, I am not particularly a fan of this genre, but I know that people do love it. So I wound up giving it a Dean's List B. You know, there's plenty of blood. There's unrelenting death and destruction and horror in this movie.
What fun.
For me, it could only be worse if cats were also you know, part of it.
That's how I describe cats. I've got a recommendation for you, Dean.
Oh, good.
If you're a fan of the British invasion, Peter Asher, he does what's called a musical memoir of the 60s and beyond at the Old Town School of Folk Music tonight. And I've seen him before. It's really interesting. He's got great stories. He knew everybody. Yeah. And I think the Wall Street Journal said, the exuberant Mr. Asher knew anyone who rocked and everyone who mattered.
Yeah, so Peter, that's gonna be good. From Peter and Gordon fame.
Yeah, and he worked with the Beatles.
With the Beatles,
And James Taylor.
Very famously worked with all those. And I've heard him speak and telling his
great
behind-the-scenes stories. That'll be fun.
I will give you my review of that Monday. Thank you, Dean.
We have it all for you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.